This sound was recorded on the 23rd of March, 1959, at Sitter Rose, Crete, Mediumless Defense.
Communicator, Frédéric Chopin. This tape recording is not a complete and full-length recording of the original sounds. Part of the sounds to persons of Mrs. Crete, and only the general and interesting remarks made by Frédéric Chopin have been re-recorded.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Frédéric, is it?
Of course it is me.
Oh, Frédéric, I had a most exciting sitting last week.
You were having a talk with our friend.
What?
You were having a talk with our friend Florence.
No.
Florence.
Florence, yes. And he was telling me all about that beautiful temple and the wonderful music you composed. You never tell me these things.
Oh, but I have told you before about it. I have told you about the music and the temple of music.
Oh, yes, you have. But he's told me about you and how you...
That's different. Someone else talks about you, but one does not talk about oneself.
And you know another thing?
What?
He told me that you were the pop as regards music.
Nonsense, I'm not a guitar.
And he's also said, of course, he puts Mozart on a pedestal, so you needn't talk about me.
Well, that is different. I don't put anyone on a pedestal exactly. It is that I have great reference for Mozart.
Now I have rather a clear idea of what happens when your music is performed.
When my music is performed, you have better understanding.
Better?
Because of what Florence has told you.
Yes.
Not what I have told you.
Well, because you don't go into details, Frederick.
I'm sorry. But I think it is much nicer if one's friends tell you things, and perhaps if I tell you, one doesn't want to appear to be, how do you say?
I know, but one loses such a lot.
One never loses anything. It is only...
There's a young boy, he said, who was a marvellous pianist, who played. I don't know who that is. One of your pupils.
Well,
I think you're finding it difficult this morning.
No, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to clarify things, my thoughts, you know.
I see.
Because I don't like you to be disappointed, and at the same time I want to say the things which will be important.
All right, Frederick, I'll keep quiet.
It is always very difficult, you know. I find it sometimes when I come down to think clearly. I think most people probably find it.
Does the voice help you at all?
Sometimes, yes.
No, I should keep quiet.
Don't keep quiet. Oh. I like to hear the music of your voice.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Frederick. That's a wonderful compliment.
Well, I think a voice has music. I think the voice is very important. I don't think enough people are concerned with the voice. I think if people can put into their voice something from their inner self, if it is good, that is, it is very nice. You know, some people's voice is very unmusical because they are probably not musical in themselves. Perhaps there is something which is jarring.
Yes.
Because, you know, the point is, I think, that it is quite natural that you think of music and musicians as you can only think of them as individuals, that you have heard their music, composers who have composed over past centuries, and you have listened to their music, and you know of them through their works. That it is not possible, obviously, for you to realize that there are many great musicians here that have never been musicians on earth. In other words, they have learned, they have studied, they have developed the art over here.
Yes.
When your friend, when Florence was talking to you about this young man, he is a pupil of mine.
Yes.
And he had no musical experience on earth. He had no opportunity. In fact, I doubt if he realized he had any musical ability. That I was interested in him because he became very enthusiastic about music, wanted to know all about it. He's like so many young proteges, you know. He
yes.
became very excited, very thrilled, wanted to understand and study, and I was able to help him, as indeed I like to do. And in consequence, he is a very good musician, a very good pianist. But of course, we must always remember this dividing line, which I've tried to explain to you, between music played on instruments, as you understand the terms, on earth, and music that is played on the ether, or music that is transmitted from the soul of the person.
Yes.
And in consequence, instruments are not needed.
No.
I don't think one can ever hope to make you understand that, or anyone on earth.
But in this case, there were instruments, he told
you. Oh yes, that is why I'm trying to give you the dividing line.
Yes.
And you know,
yes.
On certain spheres.
Yes, I know. You've told me that.
Musicians are taught, musicians are developed, and they play instruments which are in common usage on earth, for instance, and other instruments too that have been invented or created over here on certain planes. But on the more highly developed line or example, expression of music, we learn how to dispense with artificiality. You see, what I'm trying to explain to you is that there's a music which comes from oneself, which is transferred through artificial means of instruments, and there's music that is given from one's soul in such a way that it does not need any mechanical device, any
yeah.
artificial device to transmit it or transport it, transfer it, you know.
Yeah.
There is a vast difference. You see, for instance, you listen to a piano and you hear sounds and you hear something which to you is very beautiful, which is very expressive, which conveys a great deal, but it can only, within its own limits and confines, give to you what the originator, what the artist, what the creator was trying to say or give in music. But a great musician can, over here, by the development that must gradually take place within himself and his experience, gradually on certain spheres, transmit music in such a way from himself that it is audible to people without the use of instruments at all, you know.
Yes.
That's the difference.
But in this case, they had instruments, and I suppose you made the orchestra, you made everything audible, and when they heard
yes.
it, as they heard it, they played on it, is that?
No, no, no. Now, there again, you see, we have to, that's why I'm so anxious for you to try, if you can, to appreciate the difference.
Yes.
On certain spheres, artists develop their abilities to play exquisitely, beautifully, to transmit or transfer the composer's thoughts in music
yes.
through their instruments in sound to those who get to listen.
Yes.
For instance, on this occasion, it was a work that I had worked on for some considerable time, which I am able, or in my own sphere, in my
yes.
own
tradition,
create purely from myself,
yes.
without the need of an orchestra, without the need of individuals to transfer it into sound via that instance. But on this occasion, since it was a work that was composed, which I wanted to transmit through instrumentalists, through an orchestra, and which I was to conduct, which I was able to transmit and transfer, it was essential that it should be done in the, what you would call the normal way,
yes.
because it was on a plan which was only able to do that.
Yes.
But the same work I can transmit on my own plan, if I want to conduct, to create, to transmit my work, I can do that without the need of an orchestra. Only on my own sphere, or on a sphere of a higher order.
Yes.
You see, yes, everything is a gradual process. Yes. Everything must be. You see, you start when you are on earth, you start as a small child, you sit at the piano, it is the instrument, you begin to learn the notation, you begin to learn the fingering, you begin to learn everything about the piano and music. You gradually evolve, you become slightly more and more proficient, and the instrument is the instrument which transmits the notation in sound. But what is important is what is behind it all.
Yes.
You see, I mean, for instance, I've said to you, you can sense something, you can feel something intensely. When you sit at the piano, you read my music, and that tells you something. But
yes,
what is important is what you feel.
That's so, yes.
And though you may not be able to transmit it in sound to your satisfaction, and therefore you consider yourself a bad musician, admittedly, from a purely materialistic, technical point of view, you are, shall we say, if you like, a bad musician, or this person is a bad musician, or that one is a good one. But to me, to an artist, to a person who is creative, to a person who is able to perceive and feel with an intensity of being, the reality is from within one's inner consciousness, one's inner soul. I mean, here, the greatest development is when you can express your soul so naturally, almost automatically, that you need nothing of an artificial nature. You need nothing, nothing at all, other than the fact that you are feeling with the intensity of being anything that is used as an instrument, anything that stands between the
Yes, I understand.
Is bound to some extent, limit. I mean, for instance, I cannot talk to you, but I cannot be truly, completely, and absolutely myself. I cannot transmit to you the clarity, or a fullness, or a conscious awareness. I cannot, in other words, be my complete self, my reality, my how you say, full soul expression of myself through an artificial instrument. There is the limitation of the instrument. That is where the piano is a limitation to a musician, or an orchestra is a limitation to a composer. How can the instruments, no matter how good the instrumentalist, no matter how good the instruments, no matter how perfect they play in harmony and in complete concord together, no matter how well they reproduce and create, they still cannot know fully and are, how you say, able to transmit through these efforts, the real feeling, the real emotion, the real intensity of the artist, of the composer.
Yes, I understand that very well, Frederick. Explained it perfectly.
Now, what we must remember is that every sphere, every plane, every state of evolution in human life, each phase is right for that particular group.
Yes.
Right for that particular person,
yes,
according to or lack of their development. Therefore, an artist or a musician, whatever it may be, will find great happiness, great joy, great joy in the fact that they can create and be creative, and they can do things according to their knowledge at that time, according to their opportunity of condition, which is to them a natural one.
Yes.
But when you have progressed through these various stages, phases of existence, so you realize that all these were essential, that you cannot do something until you yourself, by your own effort and gradual evolution, have made it possible.
Yes.
So therefore, for instance, a person who on earth may go to a certain sphere, and they are happy, they are delighted with it, it gives them great opportunity. A person, for instance, who is interested in music can study and they can develop their ability and become very proficient and a very fine musician for that particular period or aspect of their life.
Yes.
But to anyone who has learnt the art and the way to transmit music from themselves without the need of artificial, of any description, artificial means, and then the other seems not futile, because it's very essential, but we realize that it is only a step, a graduation in the scheme of things. I mean, for instance, I am very happy that I was able to achieve what I achieved when on earth. And I realized that it was important, and very important, in my own evolution and understanding and appreciation of music and its development within myself and its expression through me and all the things that it meant to me and means to other people, all very important. But the point is that it was only an aspect. You see, that you have of my music gives you some aspect, some knowledge, some experience of myself, but it does not tell you everything. That is, there is a mystery. There is always something more to be discovered. There is always something mysterious, something often within ourselves that is perhaps irritating. We feel, like I used to feel with a piano, this instrument is not big enough for me.
Yeah.
I'm too limited with it. I always felt that I was limited by the instrument I had to use. Now I am existing in a world where there are no limits, and therefore my music is limitless. So therefore, I am able to express myself, my real self, as I know myself through generations of time, and all the experiences I have accumulated, and all the influences that have come into my lives at different periods, and all the experiences, all these things I am able to express in music in such a way that there is nothing automatic, there is nothing automaton about it, there is nothing artificial, there is nothing that has had to be sort of brought down to a level for people to grasp it. Here in my own environment, I'm able to be music.
Yes.